Well, Pete, it's probably the sums up what's probably been the case of the last few games for you and your side today. A home crowd, a great support as well, but just couldn't do enough to get over the line in the end.
Yeah, I think we've gone toe to toe. I know Stevenage have made changes today, but we've gone toe to toe with Stevenage, and we've not just been able to get over the line. We've had some really good chances, but I think that sums our season up. They have one chance, one draw, one second ball goes in. We have six, seven chances, and it don't go in. But I think we all know that's the area we've got to get better at. But again, the lads haven't thrown one in today. They've certainly gone and had a go. They've certainly took it to Stevenage, and unfortunately, we've not been able to get over the line.
You certainly saw a big improvement in the second half in the way that you came about. First half, many could have probably said about intensity levels weren't quite as high as what they've been over the course of the season. But second half, you know, you really went for it, and you know, a couple of great opportunities coming to Jed Garner, and just couldn't quite get it beyond the reach.
I thought we started with intensity, and when the goal went in, the whole place just slumped in it, and there was really nothing. But we said at half time, you can spend the next 45 minutes like strolling around and looking at it, and it'll take forever. Or you can go and have a run around for 45 minutes, give it everything you've got and see where it takes us. And I thought we did that.
It was always going to be a tough one, wasn't it, against the Stevenage side, that very much they were coming here in celebratory fashion and looking to try and cement that second place finish. I mean, it just shows how well, you know, you really have come through this season, though. I mean, where you are in the table, it's disappointing to come on the end of the run of defeats that you've ended up on towards the end of the season. But it must be hard to not focus on that compared to focusing on what has been the massive achievement for you this season.
Yeah, one of my big phrases is judge me after 46 games, don't judge me week on week, judge me after 46 games. And the 46 game record's okay. I'm quite happy with what's happened this season. And don't get me wrong, am I happy being ninth? No, I want to be higher. I want to drive forward. And it's been tough these last couple of weeks because I've never not been playing for something on the last day. But I think there's so much positives come out this season, but we're all clear where we need to improve, and I think that's again part of the process. Is we know where we need to improve. It's a work in progress. We've travelled a country mile in terms of distance, and we've got to do that again if we want to be up where we want to be.
I suppose the work to that really does, although it has probably been ongoing, but the major stuff starts for you now, doesn't it, in terms of making sure that at least come next season you're in this similar position come the end, if not fighting high now.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. A lot of teams who were trying to chase the next thing forget about what's got them there, and we've got to try and, number one, emulate that, what we've done this year, quicker than we've done it this year, and then try and get higher and get over the line. I think like you say, from where the club's been to where the club is now and where the club's trying to get to, the chairman did a speech on Saturday night around the next 12 months of what he wants to share with people. I've seen what he wants to share with people, and I'm really excited where it could go.
How much of a driver for you as a manager is seeing, you know, opposition players come in here, and obviously what Stevenage are celebrating this season? I mean, a remarkable season for themselves, when in the summer they were one of the teams very much in and around, like yourself, predicted to be the whipping boys this season, for them to end up with that second place finish. But seeing them at the end, the jubilant fashion, celebrating that promotion, I mean, how much of a driving force is that for you to try and have that yourself next season?
Yeah, don't get me wrong, I want to be on them. I ain't getting involved in football just to be mediocre. I want to be celebrating. I want to be at the end of things being that successful person. And that is always my aim at the start of the season. When I came here, I said to the players, I want 69 points off the bat. Well, that's 19 more than the club's ever got in this league. But I set them standards. What's the point at the start of the season not aiming to try and get up? So we've spent all season trying to do that, and we'll try and continue to do that.
Course, the release retain list comes out tomorrow. One player that we know won't be involved in your playing side of things next season is, of course, Jason Taylor, bringing an end to a remarkable playing career down this afternoon. I mean, a massive servant for the club, and no doubt a massive help for yourself off the pitch as well.
I haven't got enough words to describe this man. Outstanding. Well, what, number one, what a career. What a phenomenal career. Five promotions. The man has been outstanding as a footballer. And coming in this year, I sort of knew Jabo for another walks of life, but didn't really know him personally. But what a man. And a man who's willing to learn, a man who's humble enough to go, right, well, where am I going next? Where do I need to be next? I haven't got enough words to describe how good he's been for me. that professional footballer. I'll go, Jabo, what do you think about this? What do you think the players will say? And he'll go, oh, I'm not sure about that, etc., etc. He's been fantastic. What a career he's had, and he'll be an outstanding member of our coaching staff moving forward.
I was going to say, I suppose it is the big thing for you that you still have his presence in and around the club, because he's someone that has played his part, hasn't he, massively, not just in your tenure, but in previous managers' regimes as well, a big influential person.
And he starts his new career now, and one of the best thing I like about him is that his new career starts now, and he's fully engaged in that process of what it needs to get to the end of that.
I suppose that's a big thing as well for any young player as well that's going to be involved in that B team. I mean, to have someone like Jason Taylor there to ask for advice, to come to it for advice, not just be that guiding point for them.
Like you say, if you want to be a professional footballer, you want to conduct yourself in the right manner to be a professional footballer, you can't look further than Jason Taylor. What an outstanding professional and individual.
I mean, in terms of the next step, I know we will all come out the list tomorrow, but any insights into the direction that you want to be pushing?
I mean, we want to retain over 75% of the squad, because that's what's got us here. We need some more quality. We need to sprinkle some more quality onto the group that we've already got. So we're hopeful of retaining quite a number of individuals. Some have decided that their futures are elsewhere, and we're happy and we wish them all the best.
I suppose that's the big thing now, isn't it? Looking ahead now, all in one unit coming forward. You've had some fantastic events over the course of these last few days here in Barrow, not just the player awards evening on Saturday, but even down to the trial game that you had for the B team yesterday.
We can see an organisation, you can see a direction. The biggest thing that came back from the fans on Saturday night was how one that we all were, and that's massive for us.
I suppose it brings it down to the one final point, of course, the articles that came out over the course of the week. I mean, the way that you're talking now, you don't sound like somebody that's off for a trip to the seaside in the coming days.
No, listen, people can write articles. I'm annoyed that where it's come from. I can't find out who's wrote the article. Well, I know who's wrote it, but I can't find the source of the article, and that's really winding me up. But no, listen, if I'm getting linked to jobs, it's because the players and the staff have done an outstanding job, and that's what they've done this season. And long may that continue. There's obviously the rumour mill, but I don't buy into any rumour mills.
I suppose the big thing that supporters will be hoping now is that the only time you go into Blackpool this summer is maybe to get a Kiss Me Quick hat and a few sticks of rock, nothing else.
I've got a few of them, mate.
All in all, Pete, massive congratulations on a great achievement, finishing ninth in the table, and I'm very sure many Barrow support will be looking forward to the summer with massive excitement, looking ahead to what could come next season.
Thanks, mate. Thanks to all the fans, and thanks to yourselves for this year. It's been an outstanding season, and long may it continue.